Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
If I were to ask the members of your family if you love them, what evidence could they give me of that love? Would they point to the time that you spend with them? Or would they talk about how you care for them when they're not feeling well? What does genuine love really look like, after all, and how does it act? In John 15:13, we read these words of Jesus. He said, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down his life for his friends." Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and this program is Hope for Today. It is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel media ministry. Now, if you're tuning in for the first time today, we're currently being led through the Gospel of John by the teaching of the late Dr. J. Otis Yoder. He was the founder, first president, and Bible teacher for Hope for Today. He went home to be with the Lord in the year 2003. But he taught the Bible in such a way that his teaching never goes out of date. And so we're rebroadcasting his teaching from John's Gospel. So in just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will come to share his teaching about Jesus. It's titled, Self-Giving Love. But before he does that, let's pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus. It's alone through him that we have access into your holy presence. His blood, shed on the cross at Calvary, is the only sacrifice that is acceptable to you to wash away our sin. And now, Father, as Dr. Yoder comes to teach us from the Word, open our hearts to receive your truth. Help us to learn about the self-giving love of Jesus. This I ask in his name. Amen.
I'm thinking right now of an experience that David, King David, had many years ago when the Philistines came in and harassed the people of Israel. He said to three of his brave men, "Oh, how I long for a drink of water from the well at Bethlehem's gate." And do you know those three men broke through the Philistine ranks and brought water to David from the well at Bethlehem's gate? And do you know what David did? He said he wouldn't drink it. He wouldn't drink it because this represented blood. They took their lives in their hands to get the water from the well at Bethlehem's gate. Some people will die for a friend. These three brave men risk their lives for their King David. But who will die for an enemy? Who would even dare to die for one who he does not love? We are told self-preservation is the first law of human existence. To keep alive is the first law of human existence. There is a higher law, though, self-giving love. That's what I want to talk about in our visit today. Three times in John 10:11-18, Jesus tells how he will give his life for the sheep. I want you to be listening real carefully now as I read that portion of God's Word. I hope you have your Bible open so you can follow me. "I am the good shepherd." This is Jesus talking. "The shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he who is an hireling and not the shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know those who are mine, and I am known by those who are mine. Even as the Father knows me, so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep who are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd." Therefore, my Father loves me because I lay down my life so that I might take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. I have received this commandment from my Father. That's John 10:11-18. In our Bible passage, we should find the explanations why Jesus died for us, or why he would give his life for the sheep. There is one shepherd. That's explanation number one. He is the good shepherd. He is the trusted shepherd. He is the faithful shepherd, the one who is faithful even unto death. He said, I give my life for the sheep. The others are hirelings, hired to do the job, but they don't care for the sheep. They only care for themselves. And so their main central thought is, my life. I want to be sure that I am protected. And so when the wolf comes, they run away and leave the sheep to their fate. Jesus said so. Jesus said that's the way the hireling operates. But Jesus said he gives his life for the sheep. There's only one shepherd who would do that, and that is the good shepherd. What a wonderful fact this is. One shepherd, not many shepherds, my friend, one shepherd. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And there's a second explanation. There is one fold. You notice how he said, there's no separation between the shepherd and the sheep. Strangers, they won't follow. We learned that before. But there's no separation between the shepherd, the true shepherd, and the sheep. There is one fold. And there's also a relationship of the shepherd and the Father. He said, this is the reason why the Father knows me and I know the Father. He said, as I know the Father, or as the Father knows me, so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. There is unity of thought between the Father and the shepherd, and Jesus is that shepherd, you understand. And then there is the shepherd and the fold. All true sheep are in the true shepherd's fold. Jesus said, I have other sheep which are not of this fold. He said, I'm going to bring them, and then there will be one fold or one flock and one shepherd. Oh, how I rejoice in that, my friend. It doesn't make any difference where you are listening to me, whether you are in the Far East or whether you are in South Africa or West Africa. Or the Middle East, it doesn't make any difference where you are listening to me. Jesus said there's going to be one fold and one shepherd. From many countries they come into one fold. Well, praise the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful explanation? Jesus said, I'm going to give my life for the sheep so that there will be one fold, one flock, one shepherd. And then there is one central truth, one truth, the Father's love. He said, for this reason the Father loves me, because I am going to give my life for the sheep. This was the Father's intention, of course, from the very beginning. This was the Father's plan from the very start, that the shepherd would give his life for the sheep. And then Jesus made a very striking prediction. You'll find that in verse 18. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. I have received this commandment from my Father. My dear friend, no matter how you examine the record, it becomes absolutely clear that this prediction that Jesus made came to pass. He gave his life. Oh, it's true, the Roman soldiers crucified him, but in reality, he gave his life because the Bible says when he came to the end, he cried with a loud voice and said, "It is finished." And then he gave up his spirit and said to the God the Father, "Into thy hand I commend my spirit." Yes, my friend, Jesus gave his life so that he might take it again, and he took it again. He arose from the dead just like he said he would, and he is alive today. Right now, he is alive. He is now seated at the right hand of God in heaven, so the Bible informs us. There is one truth. He's going to lay down his life? No, that he did lay it down, and that he did take it again. What a wonderful fact, the death and resurrection of Jesus. Now, that's what I call self-giving love. He said, "I'm going to lay down my life for the sheep." No one else has ever done what Jesus did. He is the one shepherd. He is the good shepherd, and he is the one who is going to bring all his sheep into one fold. It makes no difference where we're from. If we're true sheep of the true shepherd, we're all in one fold. And then this is to be done on the basis of one truth, that he gave his life for the sheep. Have you accepted him, my friend? Are you one of his true sheep? O Lord God in heaven, again we thank thee from the bottom of our hearts for this precious truth of the self-giving love of Jesus. And I'm praying for my friend now that he may come somehow to understand this and to accept it for his own blessing, that he might also be one of the true sheep. I ask this in the true shepherd's name, even Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for showing us from this portion of Holy Scripture the true meaning of love from the life of Jesus. My friend, have you experienced the love of Jesus? If not, I pray you will accept his offer of divine love today. Now, were you blessed by this teaching by Dr. Yoder? If so, you can request an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching. Just request it by its title, Self-Giving Love. The quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Self-Giving Love. We'd be happy to send a copy to you. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533, and request your copy of this teaching, Self-Giving Love, either in print or on an audio CD. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue this study in John's Gospel with a message titled, True Security. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.